Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcometonow. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, May 11th. And if you listen to this later in the day, the inflation report will be out already. And if you are listening to this before 8:30 Eastern time, the CPI report is due out at 8:30 a.m. And it's going to be bad again. It's not going to be, I don't know, Mark, I'm thinking that we may have hit peak already. It's not going to be as if we go from 8.5% to 2%. It's still going to be high inflation rate. And everyone's freaked about it. I get it. But at least the Fed is now doing something. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let us make sure that we answer your questions. And if you've got a financial question, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you want to come on the air, but if you just want to do it written, we're happy to do that as well. We have all sorts of great stuff on the website, including our other podcast, which is Eye on Money, a radio show, blog, video, book stuff. Mark, I turned my manuscript in, by the way, for book number two. It's in. It's done. Well, it's not done, but it's done this round. The hard lift. Now we're in heavy edit mode. So that'll be exciting. January 20th of 2023 is our drop date. So don't worry. I will be plugging the heck out of it. You'll hear a lot about that book. By the way, that book is inspired by this podcast. So it is completely your book, your podcast book, because it's the stories you've heard on this podcast that inspired me. Okay, let's go and answer some emails. This is from Anonymous. Anonymous says, I've referred a lot of people to your pod, which was like such a cute thing. Okay, so I started listening to you in late 2019. When I was a kid, my dad used to listen to Money Talk with Bob Brinker in the car, which always put me to sleep. Anyway, I decided it would be good to take charge of my finances. I knew I needed to find a modern day Bob. You're better than I could have hoped for, and you don't put me to sleep. Thank you. I'm glad. Question. Should we put 10% down for a house purchase or 20%? I know you mentioned to many of your guests they shouldn't pay down their mortgages. What if it means a penalty in the interest rate? They've been looking at higher rates, right? So their rates are going up pretty fast. So they're newlyweds, Mark, 27 and 28, no debt, hashtag blessed, earning $157,000 a year plus $80,000. So the spouse is going into a residency program, medical residency. So it's 80 grand right now, but obviously that's going to go up pretty dramatically after they finish. Okay. They're in a high tax state. And they've been on the cheap rent program. It's allowed us to save for a down payment. We're happy to continue to rent, but I'd like to start having children in the next few years. We're confident we'll be in the area for the majority of the next decade. We're lucky to not have moved for training. We've been renting for almost a decade. Oh my gosh, their rent is only $2,200. It's a two bedroom, you know, great for them and their dog. Oh God. The purchase price is one to $1.2 million. I'm rubbing my head, Mark. I wish you could see me right now. For a three-bedroom with a yard for a dog. They're eligible for a physician's mortgage, and that requires a minimum of 5% down. They've got $150,000 right now for a down payment. They've got another $25,000 in investments and $160,000 in Vanguard brokerage accounts with some unrealized gains. Retirement funds, $130,000 in a Roth. And she's very sweet. She said, I did a big conversion last year thanks to what I learned on your pod. $30,000 in Fidelity 401k. I'm worried about liquidating brokerage accounts at one time, but it may be irrational. Capital gains calculator says that we'll save about $1,000 in taxes if we wait to liquidate until next year. Okay, here's the appeal of putting 10% down. They don't have to pull from their brokerage account, but they could do it gradually over time. They'll have funds on hand if they need to do house repairs. So put more money down to get the lower interest rate or not. She says, don't worry, they're going to do life insurance and estate planning. What do you think, Mark? You want to do 10% down or not? Absolutely not. You want 20% down. Yeah, I'm sort of feeling that way as well. You know, first of all, this email came in, let me just see what date, came in April. So your capital gains has been eroded, hasn't it? Terrible. I'm also wondering why you have to buy right now. I would really want 20% down. I feel like the rate is going to get better if you do a 20% down. The only way that I feel comfortable doing this is if you get a loan and you put 10% down and there's no fee for recasting the mortgage, then maybe I would do this. Also, I'd love to know how much money your spouse is going to make after medical training. Because if this is something like you're going to make $600,000 a year because your spouse is going to be a plastic surgeon, you know, then that's one thing. But if it's no, my spouse is going to be a pediatrician and going to make $112,000 a year, that's something different. I tend to be in Mark's camp, but I could get on board with this if I had more details. How about that? Are you shocked, Mark? Yeah, it's a mild shock because their rent is so cheap. It's hard for me to make the case that they should like jump on this right now. I think that what's worth doing is exploring the different mortgages that are out there. We are in a higher interest rate environment and mortgages are more expensive. And, you know, we started the year, Mark, what was the mortgage? The 30-year fix probably at the beginning of the year was probably, what, 3.25%? Now it's, you know, over 5.5%. It's a lot. That's a big jump. Anonymous, I want more info about you. If I talk you through this and it's just a purely irrational, emotional question, it's different than if it is a real financial decision. Okay. So that's what I would like to, I'd like to explore that a little bit with you. Okay. Kyla's daughter just turned 18. She's worked so hard the last 18 months saving money through work and babysitting. And I'd love to get her started in an investment, even if it's just $1,000. What do you suggest? You know what I would do? I would just open a brokerage account. I wouldn't even put it in a Roth because, you know, Mark wants to put it in a Roth and not have her touch it till she's 50 years from now. But I think open a brokerage account. Go to Vanguard. Open that account and put it in an S&P 500 fund, unless she needs it for college, in which case, maybe not. Okay, Emma was a caller a few months back, and she says, my husband and I have increased our income yet again. I gotta love that crazy job market. She says, I will be transitioning to the private sector. My new organization offers a employee stock purchase plan, which essentially provides a 5% discount in the stock purchased once per month. Can I just say one thing about those discounts? You know how they can evaporate really quickly? When the stock goes down in value. Let me give you an example. Let's say you were doing that exact same thing at a company like, I don't know, Peloton, Zoom, and the 5% discount will not save you when that stock plummets. You know, if you're thinking about an employee stock purchase plan, you better be working in a place where you feel really confident about the stock and you have done everything else in your financial life and have just some dumb extra money to spend. Okay. Have you done everything else and you want to throw a little money in? Okay. But I'm not a fan of the ESPPs. I'm just not. Kathy writes, subject, where do I go from here? Okay. Kathy's 62. And she says, we are 62. So there's a we here. So hang on. I have a Roth IRA with Ameriprise worth $113,000. Traditional with American Funds, $266,000. And we just put our money into it. No one would manage it. We recently got in touch with our advisor from Ameriprise. She would like to manage it at, yes, 1.25% a year. Should we let her start to manage these accounts? We also own 6 homes with no mortgages. Mark, that's 5 more than anybody needs. A small cash fund right now since we're always paying down the mortgage. Anyway, they're going to invest $30,000 a year. They're going to have $60,000 of savings per year going forward. Where should they invest? Who should manage the IRAs? They don't want to do it themselves. They've got rental income. They got this. They make $175,000 a year. So what I would do is I would think about what you're seeking. Are you seeking real financial planning? It doesn't seem that way because your income every year is $175,000 and your living expenses $100,000. So the plan is set. I don't know what your plan is about disposing of these assets and what have you, but for just money management, it's very easy. You can go to Vanguard and use their personal service advisor, and you'll get some investment advice, but you'll also get some financial planning. Same too with Betterment. If you would like more specific advice from a dedicated advisor, then I would go talk to somebody who has a fiduciary duty to you. I'm a little worried about the Ameriprise person because, I mean, American funds are fine. It's just that they're expensive. So I don't know who this person is, if you have a real relationship, but you'd really have to feel good about 1.25% to think about using that versus Vanguard, because Vanguard is 0.3%. I think you're in good shape. I think that you can get investment advice for far cheaper than 1.25% each year. Okay. Sound good? Good. Fantastic. Mark, hump day. Happy Inflation Day. I know it stinks. It stinks, but it is what it is, and we're going to get through this, okay? Not going to be forever. Nothing's forever. Never as good or as bad as you think. Remember that, okay? Don't forget, everything you need about us, for us, is on our website, jillonmoney.com, which Mark redid with the help of Karen, the dame who makes it all possible. So if you've got a question, just hop onto the website, jillonmoney.com. Click on the contact us button. Please be willing to come on the air. It's so much more fun if you do that. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. And we so appreciate that. We'll talk to you tomorrow.